Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Furby. I bought a Furby as a nostalgic joke. Joke's on me. Day one, adorable. Giggles, wiggles its ears, says, me love you. Day three, woke me up at 3 a.m. whispering in Furbish. I think it summoned something. Day five, I'm starting to ask it for life advice. Day seven, it blinked at me like it knew. I blinked back. We've reached an understanding. I fear it. I love it. 5 stars, Aaron M. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
We were so fortunate to sit down with Ben and Ronnie from the Bravotastic podcast, Watch What Crappens.
After we covered the crimes of Jin Shah, we wanted to get the insights of some Real Housewives experts, and nobody knows Bravo better than Ben and Ronnie.
We also talk about who our favorite housewives are, updates on The Housewife and The Hustler, Erica Jane and Tom Girardi, and all our hot takes on Jin Shah's alleged crimes.
You can also check us out on their feed in a bonus episode where we discuss Teddy Mellencamp's multi-level marketing scheme and the various lawsuits of PK and Dorit on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Be sure to check out their show, Watch What Crappens, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again to Ben and Ronnie, our new BFFs, for joining us, and we hope you all enjoy our conversation. Hello, y'all. We are here with our two friends, Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens.
Oh, we're so excited.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us. It's really cool to finally meet you two.
It's same. Oh, we love your show and you as people. We feel like by the end of this, we're all going to be BFFs. So just
that's the plan.
Wanted, so
yeah,
far,
this
so
was
good.
Kind of our plan.
Let's
yes.
do it. Be careful what you ask for.
We're very needy.
Well, I think we have a lot in common as far as our love for not only watching the Bravo shows, but like deep dive breaking down what's going on. And we've been really digging into old Jin Shah's past here.
Mm.
I feel like she would throw a glass at me for calling her old Jin Shah.
Well, you know what? I am really excited to talk about Jin Shah because really in all of the crimes on Bravo, Jin Shah, I feel like gets the least attention because it's like scamming old people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's like, we all feel bad about it, but it's like, we need the old people to have been in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And we need them to like, it's just dwarfed by kind of the Erica and Tom stuff. And it's actually pretty interesting. And she's done a really good job, or they, whoever has done a really good job of not getting that much info out. It's hard to piece stuff together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she's trying to duck the press as much as possible. And her lawyer actually filed a motion with the court to strike the letter from the federal prosecutors that kind of called her a mastermind, but it was too late. I mean, all the media outlets picked it up, but they're actively fighting as much information getting out as possible, except for information that makes her look like poor, pitiful me, which we'll definitely get into.
Which she is famous for. Zero accountability. Everything somebody else's fault. I just watched the episode, the ice fight. And I was like, girl, take some responsibility for things.
Say I'm sorry.
Twitter for crying out loud.
All I think you gotta do is say I'm sorry.
She's really benefiting from being like only in the Bravo world for 1 year because Erica has been with us for 6 or 7 years. So it's been a lot of time for us to sort of develop feelings and senses of betrayal around her crimes. Whereas Jin Shah, like when the news broke, it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, this is gonna be everyone like went nuts. But everyone's like, yeah, well, it makes sense. Jen Shaw. Yeah.
And like you said, I think Erica and Tom set the bar for just heinousness of crimes. Mm-hmm. And so Jen Shaw was lucky as far as timing went, but she did some pretty bad stuff. And it wasn't just recently. It's been going on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like a decade. Yeah.
Right.
A hot,
but you guys, my contacts, my contacts were dry. Like, I was rummy in there. My eyes hurt. I didn't know what I was signing. I'm like, what?
I was so actually emotional. I'm like, you're getting arrested, right? We are all emotional.
Yes. If you're not emotional, you're a robot.
I actually have a serious question, though.
What
about my sons?
What did I do to your son, Jen? What did I do to your kids?
Tell me, Jen. Sean.
Spot on.
I feel like you, Ben, and Meredith have something in common right now because you just had dental work. So you're kind of numb on one side. And that's kind of like what is going on with her mouth.
Well, and is also wearing a breastplate at the moment, which is super, super mysterious.
And I'm also very elegant. You know, the truth is, Christy, that whether I had dental procedures or not is really not up for you to declare until I've had that conversation with you.
No one's mentioned it before. I think this, am I crazy? Or is this season, I feel like she's actively trying to open her mouth more. That in season one, she kind of talked like between her teeth and didn't move. And I feel like now she's very like opening her mouth almost arguably too wide in the confessionals, like that I find it disturbing and I can't stop looking at her.
Her whole movement is just I'm gonna open up more and here's how I'm gonna do
it. It's like an acting coach was like
physically opening up more.
It's like her head moves like within an 8-foot distance in every sentence. It's like,
you gotta stand back when you're talking to her. You'll get bonked in the face by something.
I think it's too much exposure to Seth, because if you actually watch Seth, the way he talks, his jaw like snaps open and closed like a snapper. He's like, you gotta get ready for the party tonight, and so it's always like this, like that. And so I think that she's just sort of been around him a little bit too much since they're like repairing their marriage.
That's true. He's back 50% of the time, and that's like 40% too
it's
much.
It's really affecting her job work.
That's 50% too much, if you ask me. Why didn't they just call it quits?
Seem to like be like a party couple. I think they're one of those couples that's always fucked up together, because every time I see them, they look like they're massively wasted on something. And it doesn't seem like alcohol. I mean, as someone who just is like a huge fan of drugs over like different periods of my life, you know,
sure,
so I'm just to let that out there so I don't sound like a total hypocrite, I'm always just trying to figure out what drugs people are on. But whatever those two are on looks great, because they're so, it's like, you know, it's like that drug induced couple, and then you have to be sober together sometimes and you just hate each other's guts, so you just keep getting fucked up for the rest of your lives,
or just leaving town. Be like, love you, see you next time,
or you just move to Ohio or Mississippi or wherever.
All right, I'll see you on weekends, which is what the time that everybody gets fucked up.
Party time,
see you then.
Party like time. I didn't realize how boring you were till you were here on a Tuesday. We do not get along now.
Get a divorce.
Relationship doesn't work on Tuesdays.
No. Who is y'all's favorite housewife this season?
I love so many of them. I always get a kick out of Lisa Barlow. She just cracks me up. I know that people, she's like a villain, but I love that.
I appreciate that she does not take any shame in the fact that she just feeds her kids straight garbage all the time. All going through drive-thrus constantly, and she's like, this is just how I am,
and then ignores them the rest of the time. It's like, don't call me
Sunday.
Unless she's profiting off of them. I tend to come from a place of negativity. Like, that's where I feel best. That's where I feel most positive. So I don't like to pick a favorite. I usually like to just pick people that I don't like, you know, because that's how I feel warm. And Jen Shaw, I think, is just such a copycat, which is why I don't like her. I think she's a tryhard. She just copies literal lines from other housewives. So she bugs me. And Whitney really bugs me. And I know that everybody is really loving Whitney, but Whitney just...
Does she even have ears?
She also just can't hold a cake. It's not that you've cakes have been around for decades, for centuries.
So good.
And you just can't hold a cake.
Well, she'd taken 83 shots with her stepsons prior to trying to take that cake out back.
See, here's what I like about
people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. See, what I like about Lisa Barlow is that she does her power moves by withholding catering for people. Like, I think that was, I don't know if you saw this episode, but the fact that she just like manipulated a catering situation and there's
for, like, a charity.
Well, they actually went online and they said that they were contacted by Bravo and that the Bravo producer asked them not to show up or something like that. That's what Aubrey said.
Do you guys want the crime? Do you guys want to go through that crime real quick? Because I've been obsessed with it. I love a stupid crime. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So basically this Angie or this Aubrey chick, who's the caterer, Aubrey and Marco. So Aubrey said... And they're posting texts too. Like, Lisa posted texts, Aubrey posted texts. So there's receipts. So basically, Angie's full of it and trying to make this big storyline to get herself as a housewife, which
she did a great job. Trying.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she did a great job. But basically, I think Lisa Barlow was vindicated. So Lisa had contacted them because Aubrey and Marco are opening a new restaurant. So they wanted it on the show. So they had already talked to Lisa about filming there. So then Angie called them and said, well, I'm doing this party. And they were like, okay, well, that sounds fun. We'll talk to Bravo Production about it. Then they talked to Dina at Bravo Production. That's
Dina
a very
Manzo.
Important name.
Dina Manzo. Dina. It's like, no, this is going to be a brownstone catered event.
And Dina told them, well, you can cater it for free or heavily discounted, but you're not necessarily going to get, we can't promise you you're going to get exposure. Because this Angie lady who's says she's like worth zillions of dollars wants free shit because she's a housewife. So she wanted free stuff. And they said, well, you can still do it for free, but we're not going to promote you. So Aubrey was like, why would we do that? We've already talked to Lisa about coming to our restaurant, which is more important anyway, and we will get exposure. So we're just going to stick with that. So she got off the phone with Dina, texted Angie, but because she said, we've already talked to Lisa or something, Angie took it and was like, well, your name was there, so you must have done this to me. And
trying to stir it up. Stir it up.
I still, even though Lisa is vindicated, I still feel like she has the capability to do a power move through catering. So that's why she's still my favorite.
I really like Heather. I think Heather's my favorite. I feel like she's someone that I would honestly hang out with, and I really respect how she raises her girls and is like so proud of them for not just following the traditions that she was brought up in, and really wants them to like just go be themselves and do what makes them happy.
Yeah. I like Heather too.
Heather's a fan favorite for sure.
I think she had a rough reunion. I think she was maybe feeling herself a little too much after fan reaction of the first season, and went a little too nuts for me in the reunion.
Yeah,
so she kind of lost some points there for me, but then I'm loving her again this season. And I love that she eats, and I love all of her lines about
she's
eating.
Just on Watch What Happens, just like eating hummus, like, hang on, I have to finish this hummus right now. It's like, just the food is like a display, and she's like, no, it ain't, you put it out. It's like, I highly relate to that.
And her lines are really funny, like her and Whitney just sitting there on the ice watching watching Jen lose their mind, and just being like, well, I can't walk over to that side of the ice because I lied on my weight.
And I was like, I would totally have done that.
Yeah, that was a great moment.
Yeah, that was maybe the biggest atrocity of this season. To give you their stats, it's like, no, thank you.
Well, yeah, and then my favorite is Jen Shaw's like, can I have your social security number and your birthday and this? I'm not going to steal your identity. I was like, yeah, she is. She's for sure going to steal an identity.
Yeah, just send over your fingerprint and a strand of hair.
Okay. Yeah, we just need the last four numbers of your social before we get on that ice, and your mother's maiden name. Thank you very much. Just the trap need to know.
You start getting Reader's Digest, and you're like, what the hell? So what is this? So what is it? She's basically calling and saying, okay, you want to start your own internet company? And they give her money for like some kind of a package. And then she's supposed to build them a website and set them up with, like, I don't know, Shopify. This is all just an example.
Yeah. And it's not even that. So actually, I'm a lawyer by trade, and before going full time with the podcast, I worked at Legal Aid, and all my clients were over 60, victims of crimes and abuse.
Wow.
And financial abuse specifically. And I actually had a client that was victim to what these are called business opportunity schemes. And it's exactly what you described. She got a phone call, and you know, let's say her name was Betty Smith. And it was like, hey, Miss Betty Smith, you know, do you want to make money by not doing anything and working at home? And of course you say yes, because that's a, of course, we would all like that's that if American it were not dream. A lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't a lie. And so then they built her this website and charged her like, you know, $8,000. They said they're going to do like ongoing assistance. So she sent me the website, and it's like BettySmith.whateverthiscompanywas.com. And technically, yeah, it had products listed. It had like iPads and laptops, but she didn't have a computer. So Betty Smith had no idea how this worked. She couldn't access it to confirm it. She just told us the website over, you know, when she called in for help, because of course that's like her whole life savings. And was she explained to us that she was told, oh, well, everybody buys computers from the internet, so they're going to go on the internet, and instead of buying it from Amazon, they'll just buy it from your website. Okay, like in theory, that could possibly happen. But if you or I or anybody on this call is going to say, okay, I'm going to Google buy laptop online, it's not going to come up BettySmith.shopwondery.com. Right. It's going to come up Amazon, Apple, yeah. Dell, whatever. And so while technically she technically got a website, it's worthless at the end of the day, because no one's ever going to use it. So that's the scam they were perpetuating on people. And so the FTC is civil. So if you get sued by the FTC, they can charge you a big old fine, and they can enjoin you and tell you you're not allowed to do this crime anymore, or not allowed to do this scam anymore. Well, when the Department of Justice steps in, that's when it becomes criminal, and that's when you can go to jail.
So Jen got tangled up in this with Thrive.
Yes.
First.
Correct.
And my thought would be, if you got out of that without really any sort of fines or prison time, maybe you sort of move away from that line of work.
You would think. Yeah. So she's listed, you know, as like a VP of business operations. So there's a structure chart that shows she's like on the second to third level down from the ownership. Well, when the ownership all gets busted and gets kicked out of business, I think that's a market opportunity. Well, I don't, because I'm not a scammer. But if one was a scammer and your bosses all get booted for doing something, you then can think, okay, I can step into their shoes and run the same scam on people
and not get caught, because well, hopefully, I'll do it better. Yeah.
Yeah. You think
that's what it is. I think that's what it is. It's you like, okay, well, I learned the lessons from it. And this way I'm going to. Yeah.
It's like when psychopaths start taking, when they start going to therapy and just learn how to be better psychopaths.
Yes. And then, yeah. You know, like, you're like,
wait a minute,
this.
But he seems like such a nice guy. It's like, no, they just learned.
It's like the mafia. It's like if a bunch of like mobsters get arrested, it's not like the rest of them are like, oh, wow, I almost went to jail. I should probably not be doing this anymore. Like,
well, we learned not to.
I'm going to rise up.
Not rat somebody out. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of this, you know, reading up on her, a lot of the most confusing things about these crimes is how she describes what she does.
Oh yeah,
because none of it is true as far as we know.
Just talking in circles. Yeah.
Right. And it sounds like it could be true. And you know, look, when she first said this on the show or in the reunion or whatever last year, when they asked her, and she's like, well, you know, marketing, because like direct, like if you do direct things, clicking on the internet niche, marketing direct. And we're like, oh, I get it, you know, she's like somebody on Facebook. And then, you know, she sends me iron ads or whatever. Yeah. It kind of makes sense, because none of us really understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're like, well, okay.
It's like saying, well, I'm a mafioso and I run an Italian restaurant. And you're like, in the front part, you do.
Exactly.
So in the front part, sure, maybe she does like click lead generations. But when you take those names to the back and then sell them to people who are going to call them and scam them, that's when the government takes issue with that.
Mm-hmm. And we definitely, like, when we were just like watching a show last season, we definitely picked up on that something was fishy. When she said she's in direct sales and that's what she does, we're like, okay, so you are the one who like generates, you know, junk mail, basically. Yeah. Like, you're the one who, like, the reason why we have like a million of these like flyers or whatever, that's because of you. And you're trying to make it sound like you are, you know, like should be on CNBC talking about marketing practices.
Right. When all you do is like send out these postcards. Herself.
No,
so
it's
this quote warranties. Is from US or Us magazine, and it's from Housewives Nightcap podcast or on Access Hollywood's Housewives Nightcap. She says, people will come to me and I'll invest in their companies. So we have got a lot of different investments, a lot of different kinds of things. I've been able to do it because what I've been able to carve out, the niche I've been able to carve out in the direct response marketing world, the end.
It's just nonsense. Yeah.
And no. I think that's part of the grift is you just feed people these buzzwords and you're like, oh, marketing, yeah. Niche. Okay, yeah. I don't, like you said, Ronnie, I don't know enough about it to know that she's wrong. I just know that, like, I don't understand it. And she takes advantage of that. And that's how they also right. take advantage of the victims, too.
Oh, and then sure. she's yeah. saying, she continues, because she just, none of this makes sense. Okay. So ads popping to you guys and they're like, how the hell do they know I'm shopping at Neiman Marcus? That's me. If you think about it, you know how much traffic is on the internet every second, all the people clicking? I'm making money on every click. Anytime you click on anything, I'm getting some money. I think because I've been blessed to be successful with my marketing background and my companies, I've really found a niche. I mean, what are you talking about? Every time somebody clicks on the internet, you get money. No, you don't.
No.
That doesn't How even does make that work? Any damn sense.
How does no. that work? I mean, again, she may run some type of like cookie company where, which not the good kind of cookies, but where it tracks your browsing history.
Not Mrs. Fields.
But that's not, yeah, no, but that's not the kind of, that's not where she's making the money. She's making the no. money from these people paying $8,000 for useless websites. And
do you
coaching.
Know how many people click on the internet each day? She would just
a billionaire.
She
wouldn't be renting her chalet.
I mean, this is a fairly standard thing. I mean, a lot of times people on Real Housewives are renting something that's like way beyond their means, or just whether it's a house or a car. I mean, I'm thinking of like Gretchen and Slade with their like Rolls Royce that they rented for a day to shoot a scene where it's like, oh wow, look at our new Rolls Royce. It's like, no, you do not have that Rolls Royce.
Because on that show, Meredith is also in a new rental, right? Mm-hmm.
And is that a rental? I was wondering if that
it's like
was
like a condo looking thing.
I think so. Gorgeous. Yeah.
It was never disclosed one. Either way what it is.
Don't speculate.
You know, it's not difficult fair. That is for a 20-year-old toddler.
just my 20-year-old baby. You're like, that's
a
me.
Child. How could you talk about this house being rented or not in front of my child, my sweet little innocent child?
A baby.
Well, it's like when Jackson Brittany got fired. No, I'm sorry, totally quit Vanderpump Rules. And Jackson's like, he says something along the lines of like, oh yeah, we've got like a new show on a huge, it's like the biggest network. It's YouTube. Okay. It's like, have you heard of the internet? It's global.
It's global. We're an international superstars. So again, it's not like they were just bopping along in their internet business and had no idea that they could possibly run afoul of federal regulators. They were like deposed and had lawyers before.
Yeah.
So they can't just be like,
well,
it's
the same with the Girardis. Yeah, it's the same with Erica. Like, she had been deposed long before this. So she knew that shady shit was going on.
Yeah, there were like old law. There were old articles when I was looking at some for PK and Dorit. I was looking up things and it said, meanwhile, Erica and Tom were also sued. And I was like, this article's from like 2019 for client funds. So I was like, there's stuff brewing. So
yeah, that's what I was saying too. That's what's made me so infuriated with the whole Erica storyline this season. I mean, they did show a clip of her on Watch What Happens during the last season when Andy brought up through a viewer question, of course, that
he writes those. You know, he writes hateful things and puts fake names.
Totally.
They're like, well, how could you criticize someone else's money when Tom is being sued? And what's going on with that lawsuit? And she said, well, that lawsuit, they dropped it and they apologized. And I looked it up when that happened and I was like, no, they didn't. unless it's just some magical world where they just don't print stuff like that. Because really, until something goes viral and everyone's like glomming onto it, it is hard to find information. So I did a deep dive on Erica's stuff last year and I could kind of see that he was, you know, moving money around. And I guess all the housewives apparently knew too. Because anybody who has a Google alert set up for themselves, and all the housewives do, had access to all of this information. So it's been pretty interesting seeing it leak out, but it takes like years and years for anybody to care enough.
I also would not be surprised if Tom told Erica, oh yeah, we settled it and they apologize. We just have to do some paperwork. And she doesn't seem to question anything that he does. Right. She turns a blind eye. So she's like, oh yeah, no, it's settled and they're happy. And they're actually going to buy us a car now. You know,
it's all, I think it's like willful ignorance. To be fair, like some of the Jen Shaw stuff, I had to know I have a login to get into the federal court system and then pull the federal. So, I mean, you can see, you can get some pieces of lawsuits and things from, you know, newspaper articles or newspaper. I do read the paper, magazine, online articles, but also a lot of the real juicy stuff that we found when we covered Tom and Erica was from like filings, court filings that I had to go and pull. And it's a huge pain. So I think they do on purpose try to just pay no attention. As Kyle Richards says, sweep it under the carpet, under the carpet. She doesn't say under the rug. She says under the carpet.
She's like, actually pull it up from the side of the wall. Pull it up. Slide it under there.
The carpet. Everyone's, I love Kyle, but I hate how much I love Kyle. I hate myself for loving Kyle. I hate it.
What's wrong with you?
I hate it. I hate it.
That's the thing with all of these housewife criminals is they just like the limelight so much that it overshadows the fact that like you could be arrested for all of this, but they're just like so proud of themselves for what they're doing that they can't keep their mouth shut.
She cannot.
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh, yeah, this is bad. It's just stupidity,
you know. Well, watch her say that. She didn't even say it. Watch her be like, I was misquoted.
I know.
Do you know what
she literally does,
like,
though?
Words used against you. That is how she say things for me.
That is how she's working it with everything. I mean, everything is like, what? I had a dry contact. When they brought me in, I had a dry contact and it was really hurting. And so I'm not responsible for anything I said.
And so then, I didn't scam anyone. And you're like, I think those two are unrelated.
Meredith's showing her screenshots of, you liked this tweet. Look, this is you. Blue verified check. That's not me. I don't run my Twitter. I mean, it's just, it's wild how unaccountable she is for stuff.
Oh yeah,
just, and yet, looking happy, somebody straight in the face, like,
yeah, but happy to take accountability on like a on a macro level, like, well, I'm basically the, you know, I'm the Wizard of Oz controlling everything, but no, I don't do that. I don't want that. I don't know who does that.
Well, when it makes her look good. Yeah.
So when she was talking about her contact lenses, she says, my contact lenses, they were in my eyes, they were dry, and I did not have my reading glasses, so my vision was blurry and I was unable to read the paper in front of me. Her lawyers claim, this is from page six. Her lawyers claim she signed the paper as a direct result of law enforcement deception and trickery calculated to overpower her will.
Oh, goodness. Really bad news. The police are allowed to lie to you. So in all 50 states, they're allowed to lie to you during interrogations. And the only thing, and so she was trying to argue that her Miranda rights were violated, which you can waive your Miranda rights as long as it's voluntarily, knowingly, and intelligently. And like, there's been cases where, you know, that we read in law school where like somebody is basically unconscious, but the fact that they're like, okay, what's your name? Bob Smith. Do you know who I am? You're the police. Okay, I'm going to read you your Miranda. And they're like on drugs in a hospital. And that still counts as voluntary. The bar is very low. So her being like, I was emotionally overwhelmed and my eyes were itchy. The court was like, no, we don't buy that. Also, in her declaration, which was attached, that's from her motion to dismiss. And that's the declaration. She actually says, and yeah, I mean, I know they read everything out to me on the paper. And even one part when I asked them to repeat it, they repeated it. But still, I didn't know what I was signing. It was like, wait a minute.
She thought she was like signing up for like a Hemmicker Schlemmer catalog. I don't know what.
She's like, this isn't Sky Mall.
Yeah. She says, I was at this point very confused and emotionally off balance from the strange series of events. Okay, Lemony Snicket. And I thought I might have been the victim of a false identification. Jen, they had they said your name 10 times when they arrested you. Yeah. And then one of the cops is like, no, actually she did say her eyes were dry. So we paused everything and we gave her
the contact
saline solution. And then we waited for her to feel better. It's like, they knew. It's like they saw her coming from
very nice. Very nice Utah police officers.
And she says it in her declaration. She's like, and then they unhandcuffed me from the chair and let me get in my purse and put my I'm like, so you're admitting that they totally told you what was going on. She's like, I thought they were my friend. I was like, since when would that ever be? They cuffed you. She's like, granted, I was put in handcuffs. I was like, so you're not friends.
They're like, would you like some of this saline solution? All right, that's from Shatterack.
This was like one of the most epic openings of a season two. It was just packed with so much juicy stuff.
Could you imagine what it must have been like to be Heather Gay in that moment where it's
so
like
juicy.
Like Jen just goes away and like, oh, that's so strange. And then all of a sudden, like feds show up, like we're looking for Jen Shaw. Like I could not be like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, yes. What are we supposed to do right now? And especially because I think she forgot, or maybe wasn't really, this is what happens with Erica Girardi or any number of these women that get into, especially Erica though, legal troubles, like your life is filmed. So The version that you try to tell later, if it totally contradicts, we have actual video footage of you doing that. So Yeah, it's always like they think they're smarter than the cameras.
Yeah.
Or to even go on TV when you're doing all that kind of shit. I mean, it's like Teresa Giudice paying for all that furniture with cash.
Yes.
And just like basically like cashing everything.
I'm helping
around.
Everyone. It's cash. I'm helping the economy. Well, I guess, but it's also untraceable. So
Yeah.
So Jen got arrested on camera, but the problem is she told basically she made a declaration to the court that she received an anonymous call from a stranger who told her that Coach Shaw told her to come home. And that then she received a call from an NYPD detective, and that detective told her that she basically needed to pull over and wait for him. And then when he showed up, he arrested her. And she claims that she didn't think that she was really being arrested because she had previously filed a protective order against an individual that she has redacted their name, but she calls them Individual One. So that's kind of how she portrayed it.
So she filed a protective order, meaning years that before. Years before, to protect herself from someone.
Yes, to protect herself from an unnamed individual who beat her up, is what she alleged, at least three times.
So now I would like to use this as a segue to some of the research that I did, which was that I noticed there was actually a surprisingly comprehensive article in Us Weekly, which we may have already referenced. And, you know, it mentioned some of the people who are the other like 9 or 10 people who are kind of like co-conspirators. And I was like, gosh, these names don't sound like the sort of names I would necessarily hear in Utah. So I decided to Google some of them. And I basically what came up was an article. It's actually several articles. They were all out of New Jersey. And so the people who were who've been charged, we have Joseph Ciaccio, Joseph DiPaola, Derek Larkin, Maddie Cirillo, Joseph Minetto, Anthony Chidi.
Oh my God, it's like The Bachelorette starring Teresa Giudice.
I mean, so I like, listen, all I tried to do some research on this. I couldn't get very far, but basically many Italian Americans from New Jersey have been implicated in this with Jen Shaw, and now she has a protective order against someone who may have beat her up. Do we think that if we looked hard enough that we might find some mob ties to all this?
Well, that's what she says, that the person that beat her up was in New York and was related to this whole scam. And of course the name is redacted, but the one of the name floors, like basically the lead trading floors where they would trade these leads among these scam companies, was located in Manhattan. So this lawsuit against her, the criminal charges against her, stem from the Southern District of New York. So she was doing, you know, talking to a judge in New York remotely from Utah. So I think you're right that there is at least a New York, New Jersey connection. And I mean, what's the biggest organized criminal enterprises up there is usually something that's tied to the mafia. So I don't think that that's outlandish to think that there could be some tie, because, you know, if back in the day you traded because of prohibition, you traded in alcohol. Well, now what's more valuable? People's information. So you want to you would just update your scam to trade in what's more valuable. So, yeah. So her, at the end of the day, the complaint basically says she and Stewart have been participating in this scheme from 2012 through 2021, which if we look at the timeline, Thrive was sold in 2011 or 2013. So they would have had started this way back when they worked together at these companies that have already been busted by the FTC in the past.
Yeah. And it said that we couldn't really find exactly how she got busted, but from the affidavit from Homeland Security, it looks like there were 6 cooperating witnesses. So somebody flipped on her and ratted her out.
Well, I'm sure it's one of these, because Ben mentioning all those names, I just Googled one, Maddie Cirillo. Was it Cirillo? And it came up with the case against all of these people: Chidi, Allen, Hannah, Brewster, Handren, Chiaccio. Wow. Minetto, DePaola, Larkin. I love that it's like Kim DePaola, you know.
Oh my God.
Like we actually know some of these names, you know. We should actually call Kim. Some of these, I'm just reading this whole charge. So this is pretty interesting. Where did I see Utah here? So I'm so sorry. Let me just, Utah. One of two matches. Okay, here we go. So as a general matter, leads were initially generated by sales floors operating in, among other places, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah, including those sales floors operated by Alan, all the people. They operated in coordination with several telemarketing sales floors in New York and New Jersey area, including in Manhattan, and provided lead lists and fulfillment services to other co-conspirators. So when they say floors, I mean, I'm picturing like the boiler room.
Yeah.
Like people just, mm-hmm. you know, in their little cubicles going crazy, mm-hmm. trying to get the top sales and doing, I mean, this is huge. So for her to be saying she's the mastermind and the top of all of this, she's really going to be screwed.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just her saying that. The government filed something with the court that called her a tier one mastermind suspect, that she was right up there with the other people that have already been sentenced to 8 to 10 years in jail. So, yikes. And then the fact that she's on Access Hollywood going, I'm the mastermind. You're like, shut it.
I'm the wizard of all.
Of course, the question is, how long before she just throws Stew Chains under the bus, right? Because we know that's what's gonna
He's
really
going
happen.
Down.
Yeah.
if it's like her versus Chains. Him, I bet you turn flip on him.
For sure.
Is there an article that one of them is gonna be flipping on the other? I forgot who it was. If Stew's flipping on her, I think Stew's flipping on her, right?
I think in this case, really? Whoever goes first is going to be the winner, because but they have text messages, emails. They said the government had like 270 or 227 gigs of data and over 1.3 million documents that they turned over to her lawyers, that her lawyers are now stressed out. So they're like, we can't go through all these.
1.3 million documents.
Our contacts are dry. How are we supposed to go through all of this?
I can't read it.
Do y'all think Coach knew?
Yeah, well, I do now. I mean, after reading all of this, because these lawsuits are nothing new. This is not, you know, and all these partners and everything else. Also, something else about Coach Shaw is he was in that video. You remember that video that was leaked last year of Jen screaming at that designer who made her the dress? And it was like her being really abusive. She's like, this is me at the mother effing reunion. How could you do this? And F you, and like throwing things around. And like, have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
And she's just going crazy. I think it's about her reunion dress, and they're secretly filming her on their cell phone.
Oh.
And she's losing it, like leaving the room screaming, fuck you, and then coming back in and being like, and you think you can do this to me? Do you know who I am? And nah. And then she'll leave again, and then she'll come back and start screaming again, just cursing them out and treating all of the employees like crap. And you see a couple of the people who are working with her just like timid and hiding. Mm-hmm. And Coach Shaw's there just kind of like, do-do-do. He's like, come on, honey, you know, like calm down or whatever. So it's not like he's shocked at who he's married to.
Yeah.
And he's certainly not shocked that any of this stuff has gone down. Maybe not to the extent it has, but
he does that whole thing. Whenever we see him on the show, he's always like the, hey honey, how are you? Ooh, let's go ballroom dancing. There's like this weird sort of like, I'm just a nice sweet guy, which makes me wonder, like, oh, like, is he in on it? Like, you're almost so sweet and nice and supportive.
Too
it
sweet.
Makes me Yeah, I'm like, now I'm suspicious of it.
Well, and he was a lawyer before he was a coach. So he has
a JD. Was he really?
Yeah, so he's a JD from University of Utah and a master's degree before that. And he was a commercial litigator and a plaintiff's attorney, like a personal injury lawyer, while he was like simultaneously a sports agent and also working in sports radio. So it's like he never wanted to be home. I mean, would you if you're married to her? But he clearly understands the legal processes, especially if she's been deposed by the FTC before.
Yeah. I think he's the one that called her. Why would she answer, hey, baby, to a random person calling her?
I assume it was him.
Yeah, I did too. But now she's saying it was someone on his behalf because I think she's trying to protect him.
Right, because the initial story says her husband called her and told her what was going on, and that she her cousin or somebody came to pick her up, who, now that we've seen the season, I'm like, oh, is it the cousin that she says she saved
from South Central?
And so it looks, you know, now all this stuff is kind of coming together, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So ultimately it'll be interesting to see what happens when she goes to trial, unless somebody flips on somebody and pleads out before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a big, this is like probably I feel like it's the biggest housewives crime that we've seen.
Yeah. And for some reason, like you said, it's not getting as much airtime, whether it, like you said, it's not as juicy of victims. I mean, it's this, I worked illegally. So all my clients that were seniors that got scammed, that was like their only money. So if it's like, oh, they're out $800 or even $8,000, that's significant to them.
So sad.
But I mean, she was doing it on a mass scale.
It's just also that it's not that the victims aren't really worthy of the attention. You know, it's just like the salaciousness of it.
Yeah.
And also Erica's stuff is like, Erica didn't commit the crime, her husband did, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Erica, there's some mystery there, because it's like, not only did she know, but it's, did she help him? Like, was he committing these crimes to give her all this money?
Yeah,
right?
Which, because it looks like
there have been, because there have been quotes of people saying like, you know, he was doing this, it got really bad with Erica because he couldn't tell her no, you know.
Exactly.
Or like the moving the money, like, is there money that was moved into LLCs, like, is she helping him with this huge stuff? So there's all this stuff that there's still kind of a mystery, I think, that makes the Erica stuff more fascinating, whereas with Jen it's like, oh no, you're guilty.
And it was immediately came out that she got arrested, like right after the first season. So like you said, with Erica, you kind of fall in love with her and you're like, oh, she doesn't hold back. And she's got this whole other personality versus Jen Shaw. You're like, oh, okay, well, we'll see what season two, bro. And she's getting arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm. I think that Ronnie's onto something. I think that with Erica, there's kind of like this idea of like, we don't really know how we're supposed to be mad at her, like what we're supposed to be mad at her for. And I think that confusion is making us more angry, like, because either she is complicit with Tom and she divorced to help him squirrel away money, which is shady, or she didn't know at all, but the moment that the money ran out, she got the hell out of there, mm-hmm. which is also kind of like shady. Yeah. So like,
either
like,
way, like, not
I want to be mad at her, but I'm not quite sure which lane I should like direct my anger towards.
And also, well, we can't forget that Tom is a hero. Like, Tom was a living legend hero.
Yes.
That like, he was, you know, there was a character based on him in, you know, the Aaron Brockovich.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was also, it's like a fall from, it's like a Titan's fall from grace, mm-hmm. also, whereas mm-hmm. Jen is like, oh God, she's that lady who's calling me trying to get my social security number
every time. She's been shitty since the beginning.
Erica, it's like the audience was lied to, like the audience was told, here is this amazing, strident, independent woman who stands for everything, and like this, she's an example of all these great, you know, working hard and she's determined and she's like independent and she won't kowtow to like any sort of like bullshit. And then we're finding like, oh, we've been lied to for many years. Whereas Jen Shaw, we were never lied to. It's like Jen Shaw was always kind of like, no one really confused her as like an aspirational figure ever. So is just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That's exactly what we
expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's sketched from day one.
She maintains her innocence, of course, as does Stu, but I don't know. I think it's the writing's on the wall, clearly. So do you think, Heather, she'll get prison time?
The problem is, it depends on, so her, one of her arguments was that the government's complaint against her was too vague, which it is pretty vague, but they do that because they want to build, you know, the government doesn't arrest you normally unless they have sufficient evidence to build that case. So yeah, well, that's we'll see what happens in March of 2022 and then we'll go from there. But we thank you guys for being
thank
here
you
with
so
us
so much. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thank you guys. So
thank
really
you guys
to talk about, because I hadn't really deep dove. I hadn't taken a deep dive.
A dive of depth.
How about that?
Yes, so nice talking with you guys. Thank you. Sinister.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No